Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
A ruling over embedded tweets could change online publishing, by Louise Matsakis. One of the most ubiquitous features of the internet is the ability to link to content elsewhere. Everything is connected via billions of links and embeds to blogs, articles, and social media. But a federal judge's ruling threatens that ecosystem. Catherine Forrest, a Southern District of New York judge, ruled Thursday that embedding a tweet containing an image in a web page could be considered copyright infringement. The decision can be appealed, but if it stands and is adopted by other courts, it could change the way online publishing functions. Here's what happened. In 2016, Justin Goldman took a photograph of NFL quarterback Tom Brady and Boston Celtics president and manager Danny Ainge in the Hamptons and posted it to his Snapchat story. The photo was newsworthy because at the time the Celtics were reportedly trying to recruit NBA star Kevin Durant. It was interesting that the team's manager brought along someone who played an entirely different sport. The photo soon went viral and eventually was posted on Twitter and Reddit by several different users. Online publications, including Breitbart, Yahoo, The Boston Globe, and Heavy.com, then embedded the tweets into news stories. Goldman, backed by Getty Images, sued, arguing that the publications had infringed on his copyright to the photo.